Juan Torres and his wife are immigrants from Mexico and Venezuela who now live in Mobile, Alabama. They sat down with StoryCorps and told their son, Juan Mario, about what inspired them to start their nonprofit, called Belong, to help immigrants in Mobile.
When did you start helping immigrants?
When I got involved working with the migrant daycare, I started realizing and noticing the needs that these families have. I saw the need for food, clothing, knowing where the services were in the community, where the hospitals were, need of for people to go with them to different appointments to interpret for them. When the families come to the United States, they come seeking an opportunity. Most of the time, they are isolated. They are not close to other people. I shared that with your daddy, and we both have the same calling of helping the people, helping our community.
When we saw the families, the immigrants here in Mobile, those that worked in the nurseries and those that worked in other service areas, we clearly see ourselves. At that time, that's when HB 56 has been passed in the state of Alabama. So basically, any immigrant, including ourselves, could be stopped in the streets of Mobile for no reason, or only for looking suspicious. They cannot enter into a contract with the state. We basically, that would limit any immigrant from renting or renewing a vehicle's tag. One of the things that was very shocking to us is that the schools were to send a letter with the child to the parents, asking for the parents' legal status. So we could see fear, and we could see a lot of confusion within our community. Even some of our friends or some of the people we knew all of a sudden left the state. My wife at the time had a friend, I believe she was from Honduras. One day she said, "We're leaving and I'd like you to give you the keys to my house, and I want you to give away anything that anybody needs from my house. We're leaving tonight." I thought, well, they probably left. Things they didn't want. I just expected to see few things left. Later that evening, when my wife and I and you, Juan Mario, went to the house, we opened the house and we realized that the house was intact. They barely took anything with them. They left their whole life behind. I realized they really took off in fear. And they really felt like they were running away from something. And it was the fact that they didn't feel welcome in the state anymore. For them to have left that way for the second time, because I'm sure they left Honduras and left everything behind, just like they did Mobile, it had to have been hard for them to walk away from their homes. So the immediate need we saw is we got to make them feel welcome. We got to let them know that not everybody feels negatively towards them.
Juan Mario, I want to ask you, what do you think about the kind of work that your daddy and I do?
I think it's important because if you help the community, the city starts to change and it'll be a bigger generation of helping community. When I see y'all helping the people, I see helping, but I also see that that's my mom and dad. That's my mom and dad.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, StoryCorps.org, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Alabama Public Radio and are sponsored by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.